Welcome to Braided, helping you balance tradition in an untraditional world. This is a show where we gather and talk about all things faith, family, and business. I'm so glad you joined us. Hello, hello. I hope y'all are having a wonderful day today. So I just wanted to hop on here. I was actually just in my Facebook group. Feel free to join us. We do a daily devotional in there. Right now we are reading from Embraced by Lisa Turkers, but we do a daily devotional in there where I just come on and we read from the devotional and chat about it. And this morning I did not even mean to go into the topic of seasons, but I was talking about how it's chilly and rainy right now. And we are, you know, at the end of June, about to go into July. And if you're from Texas, from West Texas, then you know that normally right now we are in the hundreds. You know, it's hot outside. And over the weekend, it was, you know, chilly, little rainy, cloudy, and it's supposed to be chilly and rainy and cloudy for the next week. And so I was talking about how I kept saying, oh, it feels like fall already. And my husband was like, oh, what a nice, cool summer night. So just, you know, the difference of just embracing the season you're in, we're in the summer season, and enjoying that. And I was just sharing how I have learned to enjoy the season I'm in. And I'm a fall girl. I love fall. I love winter. those are my jams. I love Christmas. There's Christmas music year round around this house. we particularly love George Strait Christmas. But, you know, even still, I have, believe it or not, even though I was saying it was felt like fall all weekend, I have truly learned to start enjoying the season I'm in. You know, enjoying what spring has to offer and what summer has to offer, and just enjoying the seasons. And I was sharing with the girls in the Facebook group, and it really, you know, struck my heart to want to come here on my podcast, because not everybody that listens to my podcast is in my group. And I wanted to just share where I learned that from. And this is particularly important for me to share if you're single, but, or even, you know, you're a woman who's experienced infertility or pregnancy loss, and you're in the season that my husband and I are currently in, where we desire to grow our family. So this, I believe it will help anybody and everybody, but I am speaking specifically to these two people because this is my story with it. But I was sharing with the women that I really learned to embrace the seasons whenever I was in a really unhealthy, toxic relationship years ago. You know, we were together for several years and it was very unhealthy, very toxic, you know, just extremely emotionally and verbally abusive. And when I got out of that relationship, I had to go through a lot of healing, and it probably took a couple of years for me to finally come to this place where I enjoyed being single. I enjoyed just being able to devote my whole time, my whole life, my whole self to the Lord and to serving Him, to serving in church, and just really growing in Him. And I would have date nights with God. I would, you know, make sure I didn't do anything on a Friday night, and I would have date nights with Him. I'd go and get my favorite meal, and I would just spend time with Him. I'd spend time in the Word, and then, you know, maybe just kind of chill out and watch a movie and fall asleep. You know, just I just spent and devoted time to Him and to really getting to know Him, and really just diving into the Word and learning who He was, and building that relationship with Him. And I started to really enjoy being single, because before I was almost in this desperate mode of getting married. I wanted I wanted to be married. And a lot of single women listening to this could probably understand that. But it wasn't until I truly just enjoyed the season I was in and I started to appreciate it and embrace it and understand what that season, how it was growing me and allowing me to grow closer to the Lord. That was when my amazing husband came into my life. And I knew right away he was the one. I mean, everybody thought we were crazy because we got engaged, 3 months into dating, and then we got married 3 months later. We actually eloped. That's also a testament to how what we plan isn't always the story that God provides or has planned for us, because I was one of those girls that I had my whole wedding planned out. I knew who was going to be in my bridal party. I had everything planned out. I knew the dress I wanted. And when we met and got engaged and decided to elope, I mean, I couldn't have written that story any more beautiful. I couldn't have written my wedding day any more beautiful. It was perfect. It was exactly everything I never knew I wanted. We eloped to New York City, had our wedding pictures done at Grand Central Station and on the streets of New York. And so if, you know, feel free to go and check out our wedding pictures. I have them throughout Instagram and on social media. And so, God wrote our story, and it was nothing that I thought it would be. And I wish you could see me right now, because I have a huge smile on my face just thinking about that wedding day and how perfect it was, how my dress was perfect, how the pictures were perfect, and just how that time with my husband exploring a new city and having an adventure immediately. That's where my family hashtag of Addis Adventures for Darren and I and our family is Addis Adventures. It started off because of our elopement. I mean, it was an adventure. And we have some funny and amazing and adorable stories from our time of eloping. And so I hope that this will serve as a reminder that whatever season you're in, embrace it. Embrace the season you're in. Now my husband and I, we've been married for 7 years, trying to grow our family for 6 years, and we've come across obstacles. We've had multiple pregnancy losses. We have, gone through starting the adoption and process and that ending sadly in abortion. We've had obstacles that have come our way from growing our family, but it doesn't stop us from continuing to trust the Lord in that desire He's placed in our heart to grow our family. But it's also not stopped us from just enjoying the season that we're in. I mean, we are in a remarkable time where my husband and I can just be married. We don't have children. And as bad as we want children, as much as we want children, we understand that children do change things. The second we have a baby, our whole devotion is going to be on this baby. And I have to share my husband and he has to share his wife. And so as bad as and exciting as that thinking about that is, and we cannot wait for that. I mean, we pray for it. We desire it. We also embrace the season of just he and I. And so truly, whatever season you're in, embrace it. Enjoy it. Allow the Lord to work in that season. When I was single and finally just embracing that season of singlehood and really starting to enjoy it and be thankful for it, that's when God grew me. And I do not think I would have walked into marriage as gracefully as I did. Not saying I was a perfect wife or that I'm even a perfect wife now, but I walked into marriage so much more gracefully than I could have ever imagined, because I had learned to grow with the Lord. And so, I was no longer insecure. I was no longer jealous. I didn't have those bitter emotions. I allowed the Lord to come in and heal me from my past. And so because of that time being single with God, he grew me, and I invited him into that season and said, you know, I hope to get married one day, but right now I'm single with you, Lord. You're my everything. You're my husband, and I want to devote my whole life to you. And because I just immediately surrendered that season to him, I was able to walk into marriage so much more gracefully. And then I was able to surrender my marriage to him and to allow him to work in my marriage. So embrace the season you're in. If you are a single wanting to be married, give him that time, give him that season. Just be with him, enjoy the season you're in, and dedicate it to him. Give it to him as an offering every morning. Receive his mercies and offer him your day, offer him the season you're in. If you're going through a season of grief, you know, same thing. Embrace the season and allow God to come in and be with you. The Bible says that he is near the brokenhearted. And so as much as grief stinks, I have gone through grief so much. I mean, I'm no stranger to grief. You know, we've lost pregnancies. I've lost family, loved ones. My dad passed away last year. We're hitting his year anniversary. And so I'm no stranger to grief. And so when I say this, I say it from a place of love and understanding because I've been there. But even in that grief, embrace it and invite the Lord to come into the season with you and say, God, I give this grief to you as an offering, and I invite you in to grow with me, to help me, to walk alongside me and stretch me and grow me in the areas that I need. Because when the rain comes, there will be a harvest. So remember that. No matter how painful the season is in that you're in right now, remember that God will grow in you. And you have to invite him. You have to allow him in because he is a gentle God. He's not going to force himself in to your season. You have to invite him in. And sometimes the enemy will come in and try to take that away from you and to, you know, spread lies in your spirit, you know, saying that you're unworthy or God must not love you because this is happening or, you know, whatever lie is going on. Just remember that the Lord is bigger. We sadly are in a fallen world, so things are going to happen that are painful, that are unfair. But the Holy Spirit, if we allow the Holy Spirit, if we allow the Lord to come in, he can and will do a mighty thing in you. He will birth something new in you. So, you know, if you're a woman or a couple going through infertility and you're waiting, you're in that season that my husband and I are in, you're worthy. God sees you. God knows you. God knows that desire in your heart, and he wants you to lean into him. He wants you to believe with him. And he wants you to embrace him and invite him into this season. So I'm going to read a scripture. Yet he has not left himself without testimony. He has shown kindness by giving you rain from heaven and crops in their seasons. He provides you with plenty of food and fills your heart with joy. So remember that he gives us rain from heaven and crops in their due seasons. So don't despise the season you're in. Don't despise small beginnings. Don't despise that grief that you're in. Don't despise that single season if you're single. You know, if your marriage is going through rocky times, you know, whatever season you're in, if you're a mother going through one, you know, praying for your child to come back to the Lord, whatever season you're in, if you're struggling with finances, invite the Lord in with you. Embrace the season you're in and say, you know what, God, this hurts. This is hard, but I invite you into this season with me, and I'm going to embrace it because I know you're in here with me. So I hope that encourages you today. Do not hesitate to reach out if you have prayer requests. you can email me at, my email address is crystal@braided.faith. I'm here to pray for you. Join our Facebook group. We're actually about to be starting a new event in there, or a workshop in there starting July 12th. And it's called Where Two or More Are Gathered. And I want to invite you in there to grow with us, to learn with us. It's going to be a time of just leaning into God and inviting Him into these seasons that we're in, and just allowing Him to do a work in us. So I love y'all and have a blessed day. Thank you for tuning into this episode. Please visit us at www.braided.faith and find us on all social media platforms under Crystal Addis or Braided Faith. We look forward to connecting with you.